Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, although the word now exists in all languages, it can be used in very different ways. For instance, in Ireland, someone makes you a cup of tea, lays it on the table in front of you and says, now. In that context, what does that mean? Michael Fortune from folklore.ie joins us to explain. Afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, John.
So what does that mean when people use it, just the word by itself, kind of, and it's kind of unnecessary in a sense?
Yeah, it was funny. When your researcher rang me there today, I kind of thought to myself, it's one of those words that I kind of say to me, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening. It's one of those words you say to yourself, even when you're getting up from the table to say, to go off to do a new job, you go, no. And then when you're looking for something, no. So yeah, it's one of those things. And based on, I was reading the article there in the Irish Times today, and the person who wrote it commented about her mother when she made a cake or something, put it on the table. She goes, no, there you go. It's almost like a little full stop and maybe the start of something else. But we use words differently like that in Ireland, you know, that people like in Australia or England wouldn't use, you know, or wouldn't make any sense to.
Yeah. And why do we do that?
I don't know. It's funny. Sometimes the words could come from the Irish, to be direct translations from the Irish over the centuries. We'd have that our neighbours over in England wouldn't have. And other times as well, we'd have a word that may have died out over in England and would have survived here. And then just more times we get a word and we just use it differently. Like, say, for example, come here. Like, I'm a divil at saying come here to me. Like, I always say it. I'm kind of catching myself out even just there now. We say come here to me. Like, come here, I want you. You hear people in Limerick saying come here, I want you. And you'll hear people, you know, you'll hear people around the country, come here to me, I want to talk to you. The other one is don't talk to me. Do you ever hear people, anyone saying, don't talk to me, will you? Don't talk to me. Just was quite busy last night. Don't talk to me. And if you said that to someone else, you'd go, what are you on about? Do you want me to talk to you?
Well, also, don't talk to me is kind of almost like it's an exclamation. Something dramatic happened to you, or you were very busy or something like that. Or somebody says it to you and you respond to it by saying, don't talk to me.
Yeah, I remember years ago, surely about 20 years ago, I was in a busy pub in Enniscorthy here in Wexford, and I was going to the toilet, and it was an English woman, and as true as God, as I'm sitting here talking to you, she says to me, it's busy, innit? And I said, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
And she turned and said to me, okay, then I won't then. And I went off anyway and came back and I thought to myself, when I was, Jesus, I know what I've said now, but that's the reaction she got. So she was waiting for me when I came out anyway, and then we became best friends after that. But that's just a complete, just lost in translation. The other one as well, Sean, you'll hear people say, Irish people have an awful habit of saying is, go away. And you hear people, you might be hearing people at bus stop, even in Dublin, all over the country to use it. You know, when someone will say, they'll be telling you a bit of news and you go away. And you don't have to say anything else. You just say, go away. And depending on which way you say it, you know, it can mean different things, but go away. And again, I'm sure lost in translation, I'm sure in Australia or England as well.
Yeah. And when people, and just come back to now for a minute, because people can say now for you. That can often be like, I've told you this brilliant piece of scandal, or, you know, your neighbour died, and they'd go, now for you. It's an odd one. As if I've given you this present and, you know, there you go, now for you.
Yeah. Little bit of news for you.
A little bit of news for you.
We're funny. We even words that don't make sense sometimes. You know, like the word again. Again, I guarantee it'll be people listening here who will use it. I don't know whether you use it like this up in Roscommon and Galway. It was the same way. We'd use like, oh God, it'll be 4:30 again. I'll get to collect the children from the school. And you would use again, like, and notably sometimes in standard English, you'd use again for meaning, you know, again, once more. We've an awful habit of using it like that. And I remember it was at a funeral and kind of people were talking and we'd use the word again. So in that context, you'd say, God, it'll be a long time again we see the likes of himself again.
Yeah.
You know, two agains in the one sentence, but meaning completely different things.
And similarly, the word like, putting like at the end of sentences.
Yeah, that took off. I think it's a big D4-ing, isn't it? But I'm sure I've heard them. Mind you, I've heard country people saying it as well before it became like Joseph O'Connor's like, you know, that kind of like.
Yeah.
But I did hear people saying it. Kind of maybe it buys you a bit of a time, or maybe you mightn't be secure with your, mightn't be as confident with your conversation with someone. You might say like at the end of it, just to, it can be used funny like that a little bit, I find.
Yeah, because I often wondered, is it kind of almost like a musical thing that it's like onomatopoeic, that you, some sentences you'll end with a like because you need a certain amount of beats in that sentence, and people are doing it without even realizing it.
Absolutely. I remember years ago, I was in Limerick recording over in Limerick City, and young lads in middle of the city would tell me a story. And this young lad would tell me this story about, say, about something, the Banshee or something that happened to his uncle. And I'd meet the mother maybe a day later, and I'd say, the young lad was telling me this great story about the uncle. And she'd, honest to God, when I'd be editing it, it could be like 50 seconds long, that young lad telling it. And then when the mother would tell it, she'd stop and start and rise and be 50 seconds again. So we learn almost like musical, like tunes, like a fiddle tune, you know, we rise and we fall and we, it's music, you know, in some ways, especially when it's so oral, it is completely, completely musical.
Yeah. When people say Ara, and that can, again, that's what, you know, you ask somebody a question, they go, Ara, and... Yes, because that doesn't seem, that's not even a word, or is it?
No, well, it comes from the Irish. You've got Ara, and you've got Yara, which comes from God, Adi. You got a Musha, Moshe. That's where we're told it comes from. Musha, Ara, Musha. Buying little words like that. Now, there would be definitely loads of our Irish that we just never lost us, and it never will leave us, you know, even outside of school Irish, those little Irish words that would be in us. Even sayings like "What way are you?" and "Cain Queen of Wiltoo," like they're direct translations of "What way are you?" And even, I know that the person who wrote the article for the Irish Times out in Australia, I spent a year in Australia, and I noticed that the Australians would use the word, again, they're a convict nation, a lot of Irish influence, the speech of Australia, the Australians. So you'll see the way they would greet you would, we're similar to the way we greet. You know, sometimes you might meet someone from England, and there might be just little cultural differences. But I found with the Aussies that wasn't there as much. I don't know, maybe, but we influence that kind of the way they speak English a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah,
that might well be the case. Michael, thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Michael Fortune there from folklore.ie.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.